I am coming, I cried. Wait for me. Oh, I will come. I flew to the door and looked into the passage. It was dark. I ran out into the garden. It was void. Where are you? I exclaimed. The hills beyond March Glen sent the answer faintly back. Where are you? I listened. The wind sighed low in the firs. All was moorland loneliness and a midnight hush. Down, superstition, I commented, as that spectre rose up black by the black yew at the gate. This is not thy deception, nor thy witchcraft. It is the work of nature. She was roused and did no miracle, but her best. I broke from St. John, who had followed, and would have detained me. It was my time to assume ascendancy. My powers were in play and in force. I told him to forbear question or remark. I desired him to leave me. I must and would be alone. He obeyed at once. Where there is energy to command well enough, obedience never fails. I mounted to my chamber, locked myself in, fell on my knees, and prayed in my way, a different way to St. John's, but effective in its own fashion. I seemed to penetrate very near a mighty spirit, and my soul rushed out in gratitude at his feet. I rose from the thanksgiving, took a resolve, and lay down, unscared, enlightened, eager but for the daylight.